there, you good and wonderful folk of all your faithful truth. Welcome back. Welcome back to Chest Pains. This is part 6 of how many? Not quite sure. Anyway, sorry so far, we've had chest pains. Okay, and we're now about to have a CT scan. Look, and I've started freaking out, as one does, from having bad memories of an MRI scanner. The only difference in a CT scan, I wish to God I'd had this, a CT scan, 4 years ago now, instead of having the MRI scan. But it's damn so easy, because the CT scan is, you just get the arch. You don't get the tunnel that you get on the MRI scan, okay? Bear in mind that I'm kind of part-time claustrophobic. And the claustrophobic kind of kicks in at the most inconvenient bloody time. As life would do, salt law in there. Anyway, I digress once again. As regular listeners to these audios, we'll know that we kind of digress once every so often. Anyway, here we are. So, I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to give this. And like I say, actually, it's just the arch, the CT scan. And your man is behind me. He's like, it's all right, I'm here. I'm here on the other side. You're fine. No problem. So, okay, right. So, anyway, they as I said, I've had this drip put into me, to my arm, right arm. Okay. Because what they're going to do, they're going to put this stuff into you, this sort of chemical stuff. Okay, which, I'm going to be graphic here, and I apologise in advance for being graphical here. Okay, my girlfriend's going to kill me for saying this, but they put this stuff into it, and what it is, it's kind of a kind of fluid, okay? Well, it is a fluid, literally. But what it does is it shows up on the scan any blood clots. But the side effect of it does is it says that you get this really hot flush. And I mean hot flush. It's like sort of sticking your head in an oven, basically. Or being sort of standing over a hot bonfire. And also, and this is where the graphics kick in. And I once again, I apologise. You get this sort of sensation that you just wet yourself. Okay. And I'm thinking, well, good, that's just most days. But that's another story as well. So anyway, we go for this thing. I've been told, yeah. Okay, I can see, yeah, I can see. Actually, not too bad, and yeah, I quite like this. Not the MRI at all. I've got, no tongue to be sort of stuck in and all this bit. And, you can whiz me through here and out and out. So what they do, they say, right, can you put your arms behind your head? And they grab my right arm and they give, wait, look at that bloody lad, that's still loose. I mean, any second now, we might get desiccation number 4, on the old shoulder, on the right shoulder. Now, but anyway, thankfully it didn't happen. Thank God. I'd have loved it if it had. That really threw the span of the months that worked, forgive the pun. And you could have been interesting. Thinking, holy shit, what do you do now? Can we get it back in? Anyway, didn't happen, thank Lord. And we go through this thing, CT scan. And it says, right, hold your breath. Now, I made a fundamental mistake. Okay? Because when it says hold your breath, I'm clamping the mouth shut. Now, in doing so, I'm actually tightening up the thorax. Okay, the upper chest. For those of us not medically inclined. And so the test is inclusive. So here, okay, right, no, I'm going to fill it full instructions. So hold your breath. I'm holding your breath. And breathe out. But doing that, actually turns out the hugs. And it means that you can't. The fluids to go for your body to see where the blood clots are don't show up any potential blood clots, so it's inconclusive. So when another doctor comes out and says, it might have been the guy that authorised the scan in the first place, I'm not sure. Anyway, so I said, how are you, Connie Bell? I'm doing it. I said, don't clamp your mouth shut. Because what you're doing, as I said, is you're effectively tightening up the thorax. And it means that we can't see the fluid we were pumping into your veins, whizzing around your chest to show up any potential blood clots, which is the whole reason the fucking scan in the first place. Anyway, so I think, oh yeah, right. So it's right, okay, we'll do a little bit of practice here. I'm lying underneath this bloody yoke, okay. Arm still behind my head, okay. So holding on to this tube that's got the fluid going into my body and all this bit, and into the kidneys and goodness what else. And it said, "Look, we'll do some exercise, okay? Right? Okay, I want you to breathe in. Hold. Just relax. I was clothed. I said, I had my shirt on. Okay. He said he's pressing against my chest, my belly, and stuff like that. And so I want your body to relax as you're holding your breath. And we got it. And so yep, yeah, right, okay. Even yeah, ready for another chill. In fact, I remember doing the reaction again here with the left arm, giving the thumbs up. Yeah, yep, let's go for it. Oh, ready where you are, guys. Okey-doke. Okay, so guys. Yeah, well, just when you're through this, can you just do some breathing normally? Brilliant. Yep. Okay. Right. Test will start shortly. You get some more fluid in there, you get your hot flush, it will sound like you feel like you've wet yourself, blah, 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 blah. No problem. So anyway, the hot flush, second time, my God, was it hot. Whew! And yeah, you can feel that, God's sake, I'm just bloody going over in overdrive here, you know. And, anyway, it comes through and says, that's it, all done. Right, I'll finish it. And so, right, you mind your head, because obviously they wheel you out through the CT scan, which is this art way. A bit like an MRI scan, as I say, but without that god awful tunnel which you're stuck in. Okay. And, I'm starting to get up. And I said, technician, that's it. Anyway, I've got to unplug you, you know, and just sort of a tube of this stuff and that's gone into my system. Because I remember it saying, now drink plenty, because you need to flush the chemicals out of your kidneys, okay? So drink plenty of water, right? And, right, thank you very much. So you go back up to your GP, but now I'm going back up to Clinic 4. All right, okay, we'll see you up there. Boom. Well, now this was at, I don't know what, 24? So I go back at 24, and again do the old, hello, I'm back, to the receptionist. This time he's probably thinking, oh, for crying out loud, not you again. Poor lad. Poor Annie, I think her name was. Sadly, kind of had an American kind of lilt to the accent, you know. And, anyway, she said, yeah, I'll take you back. Okay, thank you. And I remember actually waving through the glass of the doctor sort of area from the waiting area. And I sat down and said, eventually the doctor comes back. And, you know, the more I think about it, the more I can't remember the name. That's terrible. Anyway, he comes back and said, yeah, we'll wait for the results we'll let her get on. And she obviously had to see other patients, fair enough, so I wasn't her sole case study or case responsibility or anything like that. But she, I remember at one point, she rushed past and said, so waiting for the results, they should be back soon. Eyes rolling, thinking, yep, okay, go on, whatever. I'm not going anywhere. And, think about Nips Lou or something. I didn't do that at that stage. I was sat there thinking, okay, I'm going with these bloody results. And about, I'm looking at my watch now, and this is like, yeah, 25. And I'm thinking, come on, it's ridiculous. You know, these bloody results take to come up. It's only coming up from like, you know, floor, two floor, yeah, floor down below us. For quite that. It's not as if they're going via Dumfries. And anyway, we're waiting there and waiting and waiting and waiting some more. And eventually they come through, and yeah, it's and this is like, yeah, 5 o'clock. Still waiting. Yeah, they're very slow, we're very sorry. And the doctor comes back, she's very apologetic, poor lass. Yes, I'm very sorry, it's taking time. But do you know what? The results for somebody who came with a went down way before you did, so for the CT scan, their CT scan, up until two inches coming through. Okay, right. I'm thinking, right. I'm doing a wager myself. So what's the betting? What's the betting we get the results at 6 o'clock? Okay. And because well, it says this like, I don't know, 5:20 or something. You know, and thinking, come on. I started thinking, do you know what? I got here at just after 9:30. Okay. So I'm counting my fingers as to, I wonder if I've been in this bloody place, you know. I've been in the BI for what? Ooh, we're going up to 6 hours now. Ooh, that was impressive, wasn't it? You know. Oh, I'll have to put that on Twitter, you know, and all those bits. And, anyway, 6 o'clock comes, 6 o'clock goes, and then, actually, no, tell a weeshy bit of a lie. That's kind of bad. I got the results. And they're negative. And my heart's sinking a bit, because I'm thinking, okay, we're none the wiser. And, yeah, okay, we can rule out the impossibilities of it, you know, the fact that there isn't a blood clot. Okay? More importantly, there's not a blood clot on the lung. More importantly, there's not a collapsed lung. Okay, now we knew it wasn't heart related because it's on the right hand side of the chest, not the left hand side of the chest. So no heart or angina issues and no cancer. Okay? So, doctor said, well, we think it could possibly just be something sort of muscular. Yeah, you've already got tightness of the muscle. Is that for there? Because obviously the muscles crisscross your upper chest around your thorax, okay? Those of you that study your Grey's Anatomy will probably know that. And I'm not talking about the American TV series either. And, so anyway, she said, well, that's all we can think about. But obviously, keep an eye on it. You know, do what you've done, go to your GP, blah, 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 if it gets worse. And I have to say, actually, because I forgot to say, actually, earlier, that she'd asked me, yeah, on a scale level of 1 to 10, when I was having really severe pains on a Tuesday morning, said, on the scale of 1 to 10, okay, how bad were they? I said, well, they were 15. Well, I didn't say they were 15. I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad? I said, 15. You know, really bad, yeah. That's how I think. In fairness to her, and, yeah, she wanted me to have the x-rays, she wanted to, you know, check, is it worth having a CT scan and all the rest of it. And I didn't even have his ultrasound scan, I suppose. Could have done that. Put that into the mix for good measure. Anyway, the upshot of it all, okay, so I went home that Wednesday evening, went down to Boots, there was an open man, we got the prescription, went home. And I thought, right, okay, you know, we'll just see how things go. And actually, do you know what? What difference does a 24 hours makes, you know? Because I had the best night's sleep. Even beforehand, okay, before the severe pain on Tuesday morning, okay. Again, we're running out of time, annoyingly. But I'm going to just try and squeeze this in for you. Anyway, before Tuesday, I'd had pains, ever so slightly pains, rolling over in bed. Wednesday night, no other problem. And on that note, folks, I'm going to thank you a million for listening. Take care of yourselves. God bless. And goodbye.